This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is six or seven of the stories we're following today on June 27th, 2022, and thank you for listening. First, the markets jumped on Friday, and what's fascinating about the markets jumping, they jump on bad news, not good news. And here's what I mean by that. They jump based on the concept that Fed Chairman Powell started talking about more strongly the possibility of a recession versus absolutely what he thinks of as a soft landing as they raise rates. This gave the markets comfort that it's going to be cognizant of how much damage to growth in the economy occurs from raising rates. This led people to think it'll be more cautious in raising rates, and this led the markets to jump on Friday for their biggest weekly gain in a long time, one of the biggest daily gains in a long time. Second, this morning, futures pointed up mildly this morning. Now, as the market opens, they're down a little bit. But either way, it doesn't look like a big day one way or the other in the market. The next big bellwether is an inflation reading on Thursday that comes out, and we'll see how that comes out. Third, oil, which has been a bellwether for the market, is down to $108 a barrel. Who would have ever thought we'd say it's down to $108 a barrel? But that's far better than the 120 or so that it was that it had been working at recently. Fourth, Bitcoin, which is down 70% since I invested in it, is at about 21,500 right now. This is off its complete lows, but you have to remember, for most of the last year, its trading range has been 29,000 to 69,000. Now it's down to 21,500, just a little bit of a debacle for those of us that invested in Bitcoin. And we invest a small enough amount of our total portfolio that life goes on, and we'll see how it goes for the long run. Fifth, the 10-year Treasury is right about 3.2 this morning. The 2-year right about 3.07. The higher interest rates, as these interest rates get a little bit higher, this will tend to soften the stock market just a little bit. We'll see if that happens. Finally, sixth, the NASDAQ year-to-date is down nearly 26%. The S&P is down nearly 18% and is down nearly 13.3%. A couple other quick issues. Very thankful to our regular guest on the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. Those include both Rick Kess and Matt Wolf from RSM, Holly Buckley, Amber Walsh, and David Pivnik from McGuire Woods, as well as three other entrepreneurs and leaders, Justin Breen, Liz Hudson, and Mark Pesakovich. Finally, thank you as always to the great help from the team at Executive Podcast Solutions led by Jeremy Corr. And lastly, I guess it's not fair to say lastly, but I said finally, but also thrilled this month to be presenting a series of podcasts featuring VMG Health. And we're very thankful to the support of VMG Health, both at Becker's Healthcare and Becker Private Equity, Jen Johnson, Greg Coons. They got four great episodes on sort of M&A in healthcare, trends in healthcare, what they're seeing on quality of earnings, coding, and a lot more. But a great, great team at VMG, and thrilled to be amplifying their voice on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you for listening.